Thank you once again, Mike and Kim Burge, along with you for the good stuff, encouraging you that if you have items to share with us, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at them, and maybe someday you'll hear them right here on the good stuff. Be sure to include the name of the author and your name on it so we can give credit where credit is due. Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef, cow-calf producing regions in the world, and the horse industry is also a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And Mike, yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is a great place to go on a summer afternoon. If you're heading to the hills, or maybe make it a point to go out to the hills so that you can check out yesterday's Antiques. They have a lot of vendors under one roof, and it's all kind of sorted out, and it's very easy to see all the displays. A lot of fun to just walk around and look, and sure as shooting, before you leave, you'll be carrying something home. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
I have some advice for those husbands out there. That
ooh, okay.
It gets a little bit lengthy, but I think you'll find this very usable. When wives get older, as your wife gets older, be patient with her. It is important for men to remember that as women grow older, it becomes harder for them to maintain the same quality of housekeeping as they did when they were younger. When men notice this, they should try not to yell at their spouses. Don't shake your head at me. My name is Bob. Let me relate how I handled the situation with my wife, Nancy. When I was laid off from my consulting job and took early retirement in April, it became necessary for Nancy to get a full-time job, both for extra income and for the health benefits. It was shortly after that she started working that I noticed that she was beginning to show her age. I usually get home from fishing or hunting about the same time she gets home from work. Although she knows how hungry I am, she almost always says that she has to rest for half an hour or so before she starts dinner. I try not to yell. Instead, I tell her to take her time and just wake me up when she finally does get dinner on the table. She used to do the dishes as soon as we finished eating. Now, it's not unusual them to set on the table for several hours after the dinner. I do what I can by reminding her several times each evening that they aren't going to clean themselves. I know she appreciates this, as it does seem to motivate her to get them done before she goes to bed. Now that she is older, she does seem to get tired so much more quickly. Our washer and dryer are in the basement. Sometimes she says she just can't make another trip down those steps. I don't make a big issue of this. As she finishes up the laundry the next evening, I'm willing to overlook it. Not only that, but unless I need something ironed to wear for the Monday lodge meeting, or to Wednesday or Saturday's poker club, or to Tuesday or Thursday's bowling, or something like that, I will tell her to wait until the next evening to do the ironing. This gives her a little more time to do some of those odds and ends things, like shampooing the dog, vacuuming, or maybe dusting. Also, if I had a really good day of fishing, this allows her to gut and scale the fish at a more leisurely pace. Nancy is starting to complain a little occasionally. For example, she'll say that it's difficult for her to find time to pay the monthly bills during her lunch hour. In spite of her complaining, I continue to try to offer encouragement. I tell her to stretch it out over 2 or even 3 days. That way, she won't have to rush so much. I also remind her that missing lunch completely now and then wouldn't hurt her any, if you know what I mean. When she's doing simple jobs, she seems to think that she needs more rest periods. She had to take a break when she was only half finished mowing the yard. I try not to embarrass her when she needs a little extra rest break. I tell her to fix herself a nice big cold glass of freshly squeezed lemonade and just sit for a while. And as long as she's making one for herself, she may as well make one for me too. Then take her break by the hammock so she can talk to me until I fall asleep. I know that I probably look like a saint in the way that I support Nancy on a daily basis, but I'm not saying my ability to show this much consideration is easy. Many men will find it difficult. Some will find it impossible. Nobody knows better than I do how frustrating women can become as they become older. However, guys, even if you just yell at your wife a little less often because of this article, I will consider that writing it was worthwhile. Signed, Bob. Editor's note, Bob's funeral was Saturday, July 26th. Nancy was acquitted Monday, July 28th.
Okay, there we go. You have just heard the good stuff.